and good doctors are not so good, really. But you see, if you're well and in control of what you're doing, you can shrug them off and think, oh, well, I'll see you. Maybe see you again, maybe not, you see. I have one, and this is many, this was while I was in the States going to see a surgeon with a lump in my breast, and him, oh, very officious, and saying, come back in a month and we'll see you again, and not a word of don't worry, just leaving me there, come back in a month. And I've never forgotten him because of not just him not being very nice, you know, sending me out in tears, and not able to drive home for crying. I'd got three young children, and I thought I'd got a death sentence, you know. And this was back in this, I must have been in the 60s, 60, 67 maybe, it may have been while John was away. And arriving home and bursting into tears at the sight of the children, calling my friend and not being able to say what hardly was the matter. And she said, wait there, don't move. And she came over with a bottle of champagne. And we sat and drank champagne. And, of course, everything was all right. Well, I mean, he probably was fine, right, you know, to come back in a month. But you don't send someone out in tears. He could have said, I don't think it's anything. Don't worry. But he didn't say that. There we go. That was just one thing that happened. But mostly, doctors are nice. And really, I've only got a few that I thought weren't, and a lot of that was ignorance. And always in England, kind nurses. Always.
How was your eyesight progressing after you came back to England?
I can't remember. It says a year of the year that I had the hemorrhage, doesn't it? So it must have been a retinal hemorrhage in right